News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, tens of thousands of US visitors are travelling to Dublin this week for an NFL game in Croke Park this Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on the Minnesota Vikings in the first ever regular season game in Ireland. And our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with fans and those who play American football here at home.
Go Vikings!
Go Vikings!
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
I'm a neutral supporter. I like to cheer for whoever's around me, and that way we can have fun together.
Hey Josh, it's Tom McCormick here, this year's Pittsburgh Steelers International Fan of the Year. Here, delighted to welcome many Steelers fans here to Dublin. Whole variety of events on for both Steelers fans, Viking fans and NFL fans scattered throughout the city. Dublin has really taken to the game. We are welcoming close to 40,000 visitors.
There's a great buzz throughout the city as the NFL comes to town.
I love this city. I love this country. I haven't even been to the Steelers Stadium in the States, but it was worth it to come here and then to see all the fans from the States who have traveled here.
It really feels like home from home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it just makes it feel very special. And like I said, Ireland, very inviting country. It's a great place.
From tailgates to Q&As, there are events packing out Dublin venues, and there are also knock-on effects being felt across the country.
Hello, I'm Paul Keeley, Interim Chief Exec for Fáilte Ireland. Oh, look, it's fantastic to see NFL coming to Dublin this late in the season. We think we'll have in the order of 76,000 visitors in Croke Park, and certainly in our estimates, we've been planning on about three nights on average, but actually the feedback from around the country is that particularly our American visitors are already in town, and actually we're picking up reports of them right around the country at this point.
And I suppose it's not just the spending over the next few days, but it could be viewed as an advert for Ireland, beamed out to a global audience.
Absolutely. There'll be a huge media value to putting Ireland in the shop window globally. It's a really interesting test case to see is there merit in pitching for these games in future years, etc. We think this will be worth about $68 million.
American football may have originated in the States, but it's reach is growing and growing.
Hi Josh, my name is Alan Lamassney. I'm American Football Ireland President and the head coach of the Irish Under-19 World Funds. It's fantastic to see the game here, and it is, you know, it's huge for the sport. We've had great exposure.
What does it do for the sport in Ireland? Like, it gets more people aware of what's going on. Maybe yeah. They weren't aware of something in their county or...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it broadens kind of people's exposure to it. You know, we have so many people that are into the NFL anyway, and that may not necessarily know about the fact that you can play football in Ireland.
What else would you like to see being done for the sport to give it more exposure, more recognition?
I mean, our biggest challenge is obviously is to get more people involved. It's to grow at a grassroots level in order so we can grow the sport overall.
My name's James O'Leary. I play American football here in Ireland with South Dublin Panthers and with the Wolfhounds. And I just wanted to give it a try. Ended up falling in love with it so much that I ended up getting the coaching certs, learning how to coach, you know, got so much into the game, watching the games, like I'm going on Sunday as well. So super excited for that.
Well, what is it about the sport that you fell in love with?
Oh, just... it's a chess match. It's so violent yet so beautiful and so tactical. It's using your mind and your body. It's incredible. Like the atmosphere, the excitement, the buzz, it's everything. They bring the show with them, the Americans, and we love it here.
Fans have travelled from near and far for what will be the first ever NFL regular season game in Ireland.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm actually doing some work too when I'm not sleeping and not shopping.
So a mix of business and pleasure.
That's right. It's the way to go.
North of Dublin, but got into the NFL in about 2003, and I says, well, I'm watching enough of this that I need to pick a team. Went to the library, started searching up teams, seeing the Steelers had Irish roots. That was it ever since then.
Why was it important to get to the Irish fixture?
Because I hadn't been here before and wanted to visit Ireland, and this was a reason to convince my husband to come because he's been here a lot.
Okay, so once you heard that there was a game on, you were all in to come.
Sold, all in, yep, ready to go.
And are you making a trip out of it? Are you getting around?
Yes, we're making a trip of it, and tomorrow we're making a full tourist trip. We're going to Galway for the day.
And then back to Dublin for Croke Park.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Are you confident?
Oh yeah, we got this. Definitely got this.
For the touchdown!
Touchdown. And that was Josh Crosby there talking to fans ahead of that big NFL game in Croker this weekend.
Yeah, enjoy it if you're going. Wouldn't be my thing. You know,
there's okay, it's not my thing really either, but I would say they will have great crack. I'd say it'd be all...
It is a spectacular. Yeah. It really is. Just don't expect it to move quickly, would be my guess.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.